me read verse number 12 and 13. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." Verse number 13. "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified." Whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do. I did a comprehensive study. I went to check on the word ask. I even went into the strong concordance and would try every possible angle to explain what that word is. I have the word here. I'm not mentioning it just for the sake of somebody that may start thinking too much. But the word for ask there actually could be used when you are asking for something, as in nipempak. And the same word was also used when you were demanding something. So now, the difference in meaning was based on the context. So they used the very word that you use for demand. So you see, meanwhile you, the one who was teaching you how to pray, they only taught you that prayer means say God in heaven. But in their language, when they were teaching on prayer, the word they were using in their language, sometimes it meant to ask as in Ipemba. Sometimes it meant, I demand. Can you see there's a problem right there? This could have been the information that Elisha knew. Because Elisha stood and he said, "There shall be no rain until I say so." He used those words, "until I say so." According to James, he says that is prayer. Very powerful prayer. And he even tells you that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Which effectual? A man standing up and saying, "There shall be no rain." Do I say so?
Yes.
Can you see it right there?
Yes.
That there are certain times you spoke things you did not know you prayed. Now, there is a prayer, of course, that is different. Different from that one. Let me read the scripture again, verse number 13. "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do." If you are having your own Bible, if it's your Bible that you are having, underline the word, "I will do." I need to show you something right there. Did you notice? He says, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name." Did you notice he did not say, "Whatsoever you ask the Father"? How many noticed that one? He didn't say, "Whatsoever you ask the Father." He says, "Whatsoever you ask in my name." I told you that the word for ask there is used as per context. So you will know the meaning by looking at the context, because the word means to pamper and the word means to demand. So you will know the meaning based on, that's even in English language, in grammar, there are some words that you will know the meaning based on the way it has been put in the context. There I did not say, "Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name." Because if he said that statement, you know the meaning, it would have meant, "Chiri chonse chamene mwa pemba atake uzina yang." But then there I did not say the Father. He says, "Whatsoever you ask in my name." He says, "I will do." Doesn't make sense there. You ask in my name, I will do. You ask in my name, I will do. Because if I'm asking in your name, then it should not be you doing. It should be somebody else we are asking for.
Oh, yes.
Is it making sense?
Yes, sir.
You already see there. Okay, the context is trying to tell me something there. The asking he's talking about there is not really kupemba. It is something beyond kupemba. So he actually meant, whatsoever you demand in my name, he says, I will do.
Oh, yes.
Stop right there. If you ask anything in my name, he didn't say, "I might do." He didn't say, "I may do." He said, "Whatsoever you ask in my name," he says, "I will do." So there he's telling you, he will be hidden in his name. You cannot ask him in his name. How can you ask a king in the king's name? That's disrespectful. You can only ask a king in the name of a commander. You can only ask the king in the name of the queen. You can only ask the king in the name of somebody who is not himself, because you cannot ask somebody in his name. You can only ask somebody else in somebody else's
power.
Is it making sense so far?
Yes, sir.
John 16. Look at John 16. Verse number. Look at verse number 23. Very interesting. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Same word, which means two different meanings, has been used in two different ways. This time now he tells you that you will ask the Father, meaning imagine kupemba. Based on the context, this is not demanding. You don't go to the Father and say, Father, I demand. You don't go to the Father and say, Father, I demand in the name of Jesus. No. As we are misplacing words there. Because when I approach the Father, because he is a personality, so I ask from him. But because we are using the same word for demand, you know that if you enter into the name Jesus, you cannot ask Jesus. Because when you open your mouth to speak, it will be Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Can you see the meaning?
Oh, yes.
Because you have gone, when saying you've gone in his name means you are inside him. So when you come in the name of Jesus, in other words, when you look at you, we are looking at Jesus. And that is why this time he now says, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name. Now you know here he's talking about Pemba. So there are days in prayer where you go before the Father and you ask the Father. You speak to the Father. As a son, Jesus speaks to the Father. And he's telling you, because you'll be there in the name of Jesus, God looking at you, you will not be seeing Mulaui. He will be seeing Jesus asking, because you've gone there in the name of Jesus. But when you go out into the world, he now tells you, whatsoever you ask in my name, he says, I will do. So it means the name will do.
Amen.
Can you see?
Oh, yes.
So now he now tells you, okay, so if the word ask there meant to demand and to ask also, then here he's saying, whatsoever you decree in my name, you will have it.
Oh, yes.
Now, let me even shock you even the more. Here, when we go back, why he says, whatsoever you ask in my name, John 14, is it making sense?
Yes,
now, look at where he says, I will do in John 14. I was shocked the word I found there. Compared to John 16. John 16 literally means, whatsoever you ask in my name, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will do. It literally means, it will be like this. Amen. Please take your seat. But even if you check right now, you have internet. If you check right now from John 14, you will notice in John 14, when he says, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do. The word I will do there simply means, if that thing is present, I will give you. If the thing is absent, I will create it for you. You can check. You can check.
Jesus.
That is the word which is there. If the thing is not present, I will create it for you. This could have been the knowledge that the man of God had. So he now knew, there is a place I can create rain. I can do it. I create rain. I will do the rain. But then it was dependent on whether you have seen it first where in the spirit. Now, we were once in a prophetic school in Livingston. And and we're told.